VentureCast.
Well, hey family, it's great to be back with you. So much has happened in my life. I've been wanting to get back with you and get a new episode, and it just hasn't happened. But today is the day. Yeah, I'm excited to unpack Abiding with Christ on today's episode 10.
Big hope, big hurts, big chances.
Big truth,
big dreams, big goals. Big consequences.
Big truth.
Big love. Big lies. Big choices.
Big truth with Pastor Julie Norwood Cooper.
From John 15:4, from the Bible, from the ESV translation, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Today's episode is about abiding with Christ. By definition, abiding means to continue without change, means to endure and to be steadfast. In my opinion, we abide in things. Abiding is in us because God created us ultimately to abide with Him, but it's also in us. We abide with our families. We abide with our activities, our friends, even the negative things that happen. We abide. We stay steadfast with those things. So abiding, I believe, is a characteristic that God gave you and I as His created human beings. I've been abiding with my family over the last several months because change I knew was coming. My daughter was visiting from Mexico for several months. I wanted to abide with her. I wanted to get all that I could out of her while she was living in my house under the same roof. And then my son graduated from high school. I wanted to abide with him because I knew that not before very long, he would be off to college, spending his days and nights on campus living in a dorm. So I've been abiding with my family. My husband, thank God for him, he's been so faithful to abide with me as I've been abiding in other things in addition to him. In the recent months, I met this gentleman, a kind gentleman who was a veteran in life and in the faith, and I told him I was working on a new episode about abiding with Christ. We abide with Christ, but also Christ abides with us. So I want to introduce to you my new friend, Mr. Tommy. He's going to share a little bit of his story when he knew that God was abiding with him and his wife.
I recall one time when my wife was purchasing a home, we fell short because we had purchased a hot water system, and it was put on our house as an energy saver, and it wasn't working. So we joined this lawsuit, and so it was determined that we had to pay the balance owed, and that was going to ensure that amount of money we need to pay was short of about $2,000. It just seemed like everything had come to an end and there was no hope. And I just remember going on break and I sat in my car. I turned the radio on and Point Your Head Up to the Sky. And that's when I looked up to the Lord and I prayed, and He just gave me an idea how to do it, was to go to my relatives and I explained to them and asked them for the money. I did, and they did loan me and my wife the money, and we was able to purchase the home. And that's when I knew that God was really with me, because He saw me through. You know, when I had nothing to do, He came in and gave me the answers and the ideas. And I won't forever forget it. And I always give Him thanks for that. Because we went on and purchased a home, and we have been doing good ever since. My name is Tommy Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Tommy, for sharing that story with us today. We're talking about abiding with Christ. It means to walk with, to stay with, to be steady, to be in constant communion. We think about our part and intentionally wanting to abide with Christ, meaning including Him in everything that we are, everything that we do, every decision we make. But did you ever really think that He abides with you? At this very moment, if you have said yes to Jesus, if you have believed that Jesus is your Savior, your Redeemer, your Messiah, and your soon coming King, you've been forgiven of your sins because of the penalty that Jesus paid for you. He's abiding with you at this very moment. He is connected to you. He is in you and He is with you. Just stop for a moment and think about that. You know, when my back is up against the wall and the water is gaining ground and almost above my head, and I feel like it's just not going to work out. I feel like it's too far gone. I have to remind myself that Christ abides with me. I'm not walking this thing by myself. I'm not, you know, struggling by myself. He is right there with me. Hey, remember that poem from a long time ago, but it's still very popular, the footprints poem? You know, it says, well, you know, when I was really rough, God, there was only one set of footprints. We know this. And he was like, yeah, that's because I was carrying you. He's abiding with you through those good times and those not so good times, on those high, high mountains where you can see everything because the view is so heavenly, and in those deep ravines, those valleys, he's abiding with you. That's a beautiful thought. It's a life-giving and life-altering thought to know that God is abiding with you as you abide with him. When I'm having faith-filled days, I'm like, okay, I'm good. That like brings me back, it centers me. But on those days where my feelings are flaring and vying for my attention, I'm like, God, if you're abiding with me, why is it like this? Why am I struggling? Why am I sad, lonely, depressed, and deflated and defeated? Because there's a lesson in it. Yeah. God never intends for us to be overtaken by those things, those hardships and trials. God wants us to walk through them with him, abiding in us and we abiding in him. For sure, there's lessons to be learned. There's growth that can be made. There's potential that's been untapped. And those things, honestly, can cultivate this spiritual hunger in us to want to know that there is more. Because in Christ, there's always more. Regardless of how great it is, there's more. And how bad it is, there's more. Stay steady. So what does it mean to say that God abides with you? Literally, it means that God is with you. I look at Psalm 139. This is a great indication to show us that God is present in every single moment of our life. Listen to this, starting at verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall find me, and your right hand shall hold me. You are never alone, and you will never be alone. God's presence is always with you. You can never escape the presence of God. He is abiding with you. Amen? Yes. Come on now. Amen. That is worth celebrating. Let's just thank the Lord that he's with us. Regardless, he is with us. There are many places in the Bible where you can find the word abide. Psalm 125:1 says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As we can see throughout Scripture, abiding in Christ, abiding with Christ, Christ abiding with us is the key to our salvation and developing a strong and mature relationship with God. It means that we are being sustained by him while partnering with him in his work for the kingdom of God. It's not just about a bunch of things that we need to do. It's not like duty. It's actually a delight to fulfill our obligations through abiding with Christ. Listen, my prayer for you is that you will divorce and leave behind those things in your life that you're abiding with that you don't need to abide with. Like they're not serving you anymore, right? Leave behind those boring, dutiful, laborious things that have become so traditional in your life, and instead turn all of that you're giving to those things to abiding with Christ. For a fresh, new, faithful start, the abundant life that Jesus died to give us in John 10:10 is found as we abide with Christ. I love this. It's not dependent on you and I in that the responsibility lies with us to do it, but we can just avail ourselves to God. We can surrender and submit to abiding with Christ as he abides in us. I promise you, we were never promised a life without any kind of hiccups, trials, temptations, or suffering. But we are promised through the Bible that the ever-abiding presence of the great shepherd, the one that is talked about in Psalm 23, is in our midst of whatever we're going through, whether it is trial, temptation, or suffering. God abides with us. So today, I hope that I have created a desire for you to abide with Christ as he abides in you. I pray that you are strengthened when you're in those moments of weakness to know that God is with you and you will get through this. You will get to the other side. And at the same time, I hope that you have a deeper desire, a greater intentionality to abide with Christ because the rewards are so incredibly amazing. Moment of truth, full disclosure, there are so many things, reasons, justifications to not stay abiding with God and in God. One of them is fear of the unknown, fear if I give up my control, fear, you know, false evidence appearing real. Fear will mess you up. Another one for me is my priorities are out of sync. They're wrong. Those two things are big culprits in my life and hinder me from abiding with Christ. It does take commitment to abide with Christ. It does take determination and fortitude. But you will find when you want to do it, it becomes easier. And pretty soon, it's just a way of life, abiding with Christ. My friend Jeff recently taught a Bible study, and he said that he totally disagrees with what we've heard in the past, that God is my co-pilot. He said, God is the pilot, and if we choose, we can be the co-pilot. Been thinking about that as I'm recording this topic. If we abide with God, he will direct us. He will be the pilot, and we can be the co-pilot. So because I don't know much about aviation, I decided to ask Richie, who is a pilot. I said, Richie, what's the importance of a co-pilot? To which he replied, extremely important. The pilot and the co-pilot have to be in sync. If not, things get intense. Isn't that the truth? Now think of God as the pilot and you in your life is the co-pilot. You have to be in sync with each other, according to Richie, or things are going to get extremely intense. I can relate to that. It's unity. It's abiding with each other. So may that encourage you and strengthen you and reaffirm to be abiding with Christ in your life. God wants to do some amazing things. The pilot, God, is orchestrating and ordering everything to his sovereignty and his perfect will and timing and purpose for your life. But you get to be the co-pilot. You get to help do those things, be his hands and his feet, abiding with Christ. As we abide with Christ, Christ abides with us. Thank you for your open heart and your listening ear to today's episode. Can I also invite you to two internet Christian radio stations that I am so fondly involved with? One of them is Praise 95. It's a gospel station. And the other is Worship 95. You can find both of these stations that I think will really bless you at audilous.com, AUDILOUS.com. Click live radio, your choice. Praise 95 or Worship 95. You can also listen through the MyTuner radio app. Just download that on your mobile device, desktop. You can find the app in your Google Play Store or for the iPhone users, your App Store. Until next time, check out julienorwood.com, join my texting community, and subscribe to my email list. Remember always, God loves you. He has an awesome plan for your life.
Have you ever wondered what actually happens in Congress every day? Stay informed on Capitol Hill's daily happenings with a concise, factual summary of the Senate and House of Representatives' activities from the previous session, free from bias, on the Congressional Record Daily Digest podcast. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and discover the process from the heart of U.S. politics. The Congressional Record Daily Digest, an Electricast production.
Electric acid. Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Electric acid.